Welcome to the Jaguar Pride, a weekly newscast run by students for students. I am Claude T. Martinez, and this week we have six stories from Governor State University's campus. All over the nation, there is a teacher shortage. The Lieutenant Governor of Illinois spoke to the GSU community on how we can address this issue.
Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton visited Governor State University and met University President Cheryl Green for a press conference to address the nationwide teacher shortage. The Lieutenant Governor discussed future plans with GSU to improve the field of education in Illinois.
Education is really one of the top priorities in our state's latest balanced budget. We're raising overall investments in education to $12 billion and more than doubling funding in scholarships for teachers of color.
With the help of GSU, it won't be long until the state of Illinois makes significant changes in the field of education. This is Dante Corona reporting for Jaguar Pride.
Students graduating this May have a chance to win cash prizes by using their phones. How can you participate?
This is Jasmine Grisby reporting for Jaguar Pride, and I'm calling on all 2022 graduates to participate in a contest set up by the Alumni Association and Center of Student Engagement and Intercultural Programs to win a $100 celebration pass and swag bag. All you have to do is submit a video via Instagram or TikTok stating your name, major, favorite GSU experience, and what you plan to do after graduating. When you go to upload your video, make sure to at Governor State University and use the hashtags GovState, GovState Grad 2022, and It's the Year for Me. If this sounds like something you want to do, hurry fast and upload your video, because only the first 25 videos submitted by April 22nd will be able to enter for a chance to win. April 26th will be the day awards go out, so let's hear those GSU journeys, graduates. If you have any further questions, you can contact the Center of Student Engagement and Intercultural Programs at ceseip@govst.edu. This has been Jasmine Grisby reporting for Jaguar Pride.
In April, there are three events on campus to bring creativity to students. Come show off your talents this week.
This week's GSU's Academic Resource Center brings new student programs to attend between April 18th and April 19th. The ARC encourages students to join festivities like Spring Sip and Paint, where students tap into their creative sides through art and enjoy conversation and beverages this Monday, April 18th from 12 to 2, located at the Engbrinson Hall. Can't make the date? No worries. ARC continues celebrating the student body this week in Engbrinson Hall with a chance to play and even win bingo. Feeling lucky? Join a game of bingo from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on April 19th. Need a chance in brushing up your acting chops? Join Improv Night April 19th from 4:30 to 6:30, where students engaging in Improv Night get to work with short skits made up by audience members. Snacks will be provided. You bring the fun. For more questions, concerns on workshops, email the Academic Resource Center at arc@govst.edu. I'm Nohab Slam reporting for Jaguar Pride.
Want a chance to get out and dance? Tryouts are happening for the Red Summer Play.
On April 18th, 20th, and 25th, Ruben Eccles, the choreographer for Red Summer, will be coming to Governor State University to conduct a three-part dance workshop. The first 2 days will be teachings of choreography, and the third day will be an audition, where two or three dancers will have the chance to dance in Red Summer September performances. Now, if you're dying to put those dancing shoes on, come on out between the hours of 7:30 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. For more information, please contact Professor Megan Lindsay. This is Tyann Simmons, reporting from Jaguar Pride.
Dance Africa took place in the E-Lounge on April 13th to introduce students to new cultures. Bilal, a grad student, explained his thoughts on the importance of showing up to international events.
For me, the reason I tried coordinating for this event, the reason I showed up is I wanted to learn about the African culture. I wanted to learn about how people do things in Africa, you know? And that was pretty helpful. That was a learning experience. So if you're somebody who wants to learn, who wants to explore other countries, so why not just go explore, see what other countries are like and what they're doing and what's their way of, you know, doing things.
For more information about international events, visit govst.edu/OIS. The GSU campus has held food drives to not only help our campus, but our fellow neighbors. A few days before Thanksgiving, a turkey giveaway took place, and now a new food drive happened last week.
Welcome to Jaguar Pride, where you can get the latest news and events at Governor State University. Today, we'll be talking about the April Fool's Drive that GSU just had last Wednesday, and also have a conversation with Miss Sierra Noel.
Well, we have so many volunteers who came out this year to help us, just to sort and organize, as well as unload the truck with the food and stock it into our food pantry. But food insecurity is a very, very important issue right now, especially with inflation, especially with the pandemic, and so many people not knowing where their next meal might come from. So this is a very good way to ensure that we're helping our neighbors, helping our fellow students, staff, local communities, and so forth, to make sure they have the resources that they need during these times.
The food drive was a success, and this shows the impact that COVID and other things can have on families. This is John Redfield, and thank you for listening to Jaguar Pride.
We will report to you next week, Jaguars. Thank you for tuning in to Jaguar Pride, a newscast run by students for students. For more informational news stories and podcasts like these, visit gsunewspodcast.podbean.com.